Welcome to Go to the Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Daniel, and we're in chapter 3. We trust you'll have your Bible open, and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
Man, the government and the federal level is pretty much shot. But I applaud those good men that are there and women that are trying to do something. They just don't get much press. They say, we are not careful, or we have no need to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God is able to deliver us, verse 17, from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not again serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. The tension you and I are experiencing is how do we deal with our day-to-day thing and not make a big deal out of the little deals, but you have to understand that the little deals lead to a bigger deal. Okay, so we have to take a stand somewhere. We can take it on masks in a little way, or we can take it somewhere down the road when they're really telling you to stay in your house, and if you come out, you're going to be shot. I mean, where do you want to take this stand, you know? I heard one guy make the point. He said, this is a country with a Second Amendment, and everybody's got guns. And he said, and all the people with guns are being told to stay home, and they're staying home. He says, it's really counterintuitive. You'd think the people who had guns would say, I'm going to go out and do what I want, carry it, and if they want to come and get me, they can. And I'm not advocating that, but he was making a point that from a very visceral, pragmatic, political, you know, earthbound level, that doesn't seem to compute. The only thing I can say about it is, I'm just grateful that everybody's got a gun. I'm happy about that. I've heard tell of the preachers back in the day that had their two revolvers sitting right on either side of their Bible on the pulpit when they're preaching. And I am for that. Jesus said, go and buy a sword. After he left, he said, sell your cloak and buy a sword. He said before, you know, give your cloak away, whatever. He says, don't take any money in your purse. He says, now I'm telling you, get a sword, get a cloak. You know, you're going to need it. It's going to be cold. Depicted by the cloak as well as by the gun or the sword. The Bible says, if it be so, our God is able to deliver us. I want you to know something. If you put a little star by verse 15, it will remind you that it says, if you don't worship the God I'm pushing you to worship, that very same hour, you will be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? And if you're with me, you're hearing what I'm getting ready to say. Not only could he do it, he's been doing it throughout the course of human history. Amen. Jesus delivers from hell, which is a burning, fiery furnace. I've already dealt with this. He's got me. Your fiery furnace is just a shadow. His is the real one. Who's going to deliver you? So what you could say to any magistrate who would threaten you with such things. Aren't you glad you know Jesus? Amen. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, right? I mean, you think, well, this is exciting. Yeah, it's exciting. Exciting like a roller coaster. Woo! They are not going to get me on the front. Can you, just want to lean there for a second and hold, know that that's going to drop and you wait? I'd rather get shocked at the end. Let's get this going, you know. Wow. This is the way people are, they're all about that. That's the young man's game. I love watching Funniest Home Videos when they faint. It's like, oh, you know. And these guys, their heads bobbing, you've seen it, I know. This is where we're at. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Are you enjoying the ride? Because that's what this is. Your eyes are not in your head. You sense all of the motions that the lost man does. It's boring. Life is ordinary. It's routine. Things are crazy. You know, I don't know. Where you want to go eat? I don't know. Is there anything on? No, there's nothing on. You're just going through these steps in your mind and you're saying the same thing they're saying. But on the other side, you know, something happens. You go, whoa, Jesus is here. He showed up. Because he does. He does, and he is, and he told us, and when we see it, we're like, oh, I'm animated again. The inner man is renewed day by day because we see what he's doing. And we are of the heritage of those who honor his name. We are the boots on the ground in the 2020s. Who can deliver from a fiery furnace? Jesus delivers from a fiery furnace. He's been doing it forever. And he says, even if he doesn't deliver us from your fiery furnace, know this, O King, verse 18, we will not serve or worship thy gods. This made him furious because his ego was bruised. Rain on your ego. You are human. You are flesh. You are bone. You are blood. You may have power in your corner on this earth, but in the one to come, you will be damned if you take the wrong position down here. That's what happens. And every time we choose wrong, we cast our fate into the hands of God haphazardly, recklessly, foolishly. We have to recognize there is a payday someday. Ultimate justice will abound eternity. Think about eternity. So when he got full of fury, as it was in verse 19, it said he told his men to heat that furnace 7 times more than it was known to have been heated before. And he commanded them to bind them and to cast them in. He's angry, he's furious, and they were cast into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. And therefore, because the king was urgent, and the furnace was exceedingly hot, the fire slew those men that took them up and threw them in. And that's a word to every police officer who wants to start cooperating with the powers that be when they are against the laws of nature's God. They are culpable, and they got burned, these men. They were the mightiest of his men. That's why they were around the king. The Bible says the fire slew them. And I just want to say, it's amazing to watch our police officers. The ability for them to stand down when they're watching things happen like they've had to watch. Not just watching the things happen, because that's like everything against your grain. These men are trained to run in and fix it. And they're good at it. But they're being told to stand down. You think they're getting a clue? They're getting a clue. And many of them will stand and defend the good people who are having evil imposed upon them. And those men need to be honored and appreciated more than ever before, because I just pray to God they don't quit. And some of you have seen the pictures on Facebook where there's a cruiser with the guy's gun belt and everything, and he's just walking away up the street. Breaks your heart, doesn't it? Breaks your heart. If you want a good encouragement, get on your Facebook page and look up Shield the Blue. Because Shield the Blue is a site that is made for people to be able to talk and encourage the people who are behind the badge, and you know, and it's really good. And many of them put up pictures, and I saw one that just brought me to tears. And a woman called, her baby was choking, and it had the cam. And he's in there, he's bringing this little baby back to life. He's not a medical man, but he has trained to be that kind of a man. Why? Because he cared enough to do so. He didn't have to train that way. Nebuchadnezzar had these men thrown in. And the Bible says in verse 23 that they fell down, bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then, circle it, then. That's your word, because God doesn't show up before. He shows up when he's needed. Okay? The reason the church in America many times does not see God so vividly involved in their lives is because we've not had a need to see that. It's when you're knocking on a door and you begin to see the enemy come against you. It's when you have a moment where there is a crisis in your life and you're going along and God just gives you just what you need. I was going to get some stuff the other day and I was a little discouraged. I'm the guy who likes everything to be in its place and a place for everything as far as the church is going. And then they bring this stuff up with us and we're just worried. What do you do? What do you do? And it throws me. I'm not superhuman. I just do the best I can, but it was discouraging me. And when I run into Sunday, I don't like to be discouraged. And God gets my back. I had to pick some paint up over at the Sherwin-Williams store, and I went over and they told me they'd be there till 7. The sign said it was 7. It was that they were open till, and I was there at 6:35, and it said be back in 15 minutes cleaning the store. So I just knocked, because it could have been that I was there on the 13th minute. I didn't know, so I'm hitting it with my key a little bit so they could hear, and nobody was answering. Nobody was answering. I kept hitting. Listen, long story short, the gal was in there. Got to witness to this gal, and she was just drinking the word for about 40 minutes. I went away from that experience just encouraged and strengthened and lifted up. And I remembered where Jesus was.
Where's Jesus? He's in that praise. He's in that witness. He's in that service. He's not in the TV, unless you're watching some good preaching somewhere, which is hard to find on TV. So much of it false. So I say to you, God knows where you are. And he shows up. It says, then, after they were in there, falling down in the flames, then Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. Stood up in haste, and he spake, and he said to his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered, three. King, yes, true, O king. Oh, I see four men loose and walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like to the Son of God. The Lord, He is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thou art with me. The fourth is like unto the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and he spake, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God. Yeah, you know, we have no need to answer you. You know who that other guy is. You know, because you were told. You were told, golden image. You were told, you were the head. You were told, and now what have you done with that information? Listen, this country has been told it's a nation under God. This country has been told and affirmed that we are all endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. We are told that we are God's creation. And we have then turned and said, we will abort babies. We will take lives. We will desecrate the marriage bed and defile it. We will take the perverse and we will put it forward. We will take that which is completely an abomination and do operations to create things that just aren't real. They're not real. And we will say it's real. That's our country. And we wonder, how could they get through our hedge over here? They got through because we threw the doors open. And they're coming, folks. They're coming. And we are the ones who are the first to go because we're the conscience. We're the ones who they will look at. And they will say, we need to shut them down because they resist us. What's that called? Being salt. You are the salt of the earth. It was Martin Luther King who said the church must be reminded that it is not the master or the servant of the state, but rather the conscience of the state. It must be the guide and the critic of the state and never its tool. If the church does not recapture its prophetic zeal, it will become an irrelevant social club without moral or spiritual authority. Does that not resonate? I think it does. No matter what the cost, as Martin Luther said, I cannot relent. Here I stand. We all have to have that disposition. We are boots on the ground. We are not to be ugly toward the world. We're to be compassionate. It should break our hearts. We have loved ones who would argue with us for the foolish things that the world is foisting upon everyone. People are literally scared out of their minds because they do not have the Spirit of God in them. And those of us who are believers, sometimes we can be subjected to the same influences, and we have to be mindful that we can't be tossed about by every wind and wave and tossed to and fro. Because why? Because there's a whole lot of false doctrine out there. Not just doctrine of scriptures, but doctrine politically. There's people teaching you things that are just not true.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.